Chapter 6. Commerce.
First, let us congratulate you on reaching this chapter. We know you've got a lot of audiobook choices, and we appreciate your business. Here at the chapter on commerce, we pride ourselves on delivering the kind of state-of-the-art, ready-to-hear, sentence-based word periods that other chapters talk about but rarely provide. We hope you enjoy your time here. This is Lou. I'll be happy to take you through the rest of the chapter and answer any questions you might have. Thanks again. And if you need anything, don't feel shy. Lou here's the best. Lou?
Thanks, Bill. Hey, nice to meet you. First time in ChapCom? You're gonna love it. Anywho, where would you like to begin? Now, I could sit here and pretend like some chapters have that we can fully and accurately represent the entire history of man's commercial endeavors over the next half hour or so. But, and believe me, I could lose my job for saying this, we can't. And if anyone tells you they can, they're a liar and you're a fool for believing it. As a matter of fact, if you're that kind of listener, you know what? This chapter's not for you. Well, why don't you head on over to culture or science with the other balloon heads? There. I knew you'd stay. You know how I know? Because I know. I've been doing this a long time, my friend. First time I saw you, I said to myself, this ain't no tourist looking to pass some time on a bowel break. I got me a listener. Hell, I spotted you before you would finish the FAQ section of the society chapter. So what'll it be? A straightforward overview of supply and demand's effect on the basic exchange of goods and services? A subtle whitewashing of exploitation and slavery vis-a-vis the success of colonial economies and the devastating human toll? Keynes versus Smith, a helpful comparative? You know what? Forget that stuff for now. You strike me as more of an evolution over time type. Yeah. Well, you're in the right chapter. Feel free to just browse around. Sure. If you need anything, I'll be here in the opening essay. It was nice meeting you, asshole.
Trade.
One did not always possess everything that one needed to survive and prosper. And just taking these things from other people led to some fights, feuds, and some socially awkward genocides. So eventually we worked out ways of exchanging goods and services called trading. It left both parties, if not quite happy, a little bit less homicidal.
History of trading.
At first, only expensive luxury items, such as silk, spices, and slaves, were really cost-effective to trade across long distances. Over time, improved modes of transportation, such as carts, boats, and slaves, eased travel, enabling us to profitably trade goods of much shoddier quality. In the Dark Ages, trade was limited to goods produced locally. A Gaul who needed to borrow some pepper would have had to wait about 30 years. This made it not worth it to all but the most dedicated foodies. In the 1700s, global trade took off with the advent of large ships, reliable navigational equipment, and monarchs with a good deal of coffer space. Merchants sought regions whose wealth of resources and lack of guns made them ideal trading partners. By 2010, America had become the leading exporter of androgynous performers, with China handling pretty much everything else. The essence of commerce can be understood through a few key concepts.
Supply and demand.
The market's iron guiding principle is the law of supply and demand, which stated that an item's value derived purely from its scarcity and how much people wanted it. Irrelevant factors included the item's utility, quality, storage requirements, what your wife will say, and whether there was any good reason at all to spend $3,100 on the only authenticated pair of ears Leonard Nimoy wore while filming Star Trek VI.